Romans, chapter 4. What then shall we say that Abraham, our forefather, has found according to the flesh? For if Abraham was justified by works, he has something of which to glory, but not toward God. For what does the Scripture say? And Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him for righteousness. Now to him who works, the wages aren't reckoned as of grace, but as of debt. But to him who does not work, but believes on him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is reckoned for righteousness. Even as David also pronounces blessing on the man, to whom God reckons righteousness apart from works. Saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven, and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man whose sin the Lord will not reckon. Is this blessing then pronounced on the circumcision, or on the uncircumcision also? For we say, to Abraham his faith was reckoned for righteousness. How then was it reckoned? When he was in circumcision, or in uncircumcision? Not in circumcision, but in uncircumcision. And he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith which he had while he was in uncircumcision, that he might be the father of all those who believe, though they are in uncircumcision, that righteousness might be reckoned to them also. And the father of circumcision to them who not only are of the circumcision, but who also walk in the steps of that faith of our father Abraham which he had in uncircumcision. For not through the law was the promise to Abraham or to his seed that he should be heir of the world, but through the righteousness of faith. For if those who are of the law are heirs, faith is made void, and the promise is made of no effect. For the law works wrath, but where there is no law, neither is there transgression. For this cause it is of faith, that it may be according to grace, to the end that the promise may be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, A father of many nations I have made you, before him whom he believed, even God, who gives life to the dead, and calls the things that are not, as though they were. Who in hope believed against hope, to the end that he might become a father of many nations, according to that which had been spoken, so will your seed be. And without being weakened in faith he considered his own body now as good as dead, he being about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. Yet, looking to the promise of God, he didn't waver through unbelief, but waxed strong through faith, giving glory to God. And being fully assured that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Therefore also it was reckoned to him for righteousness. Now it wasn't written for his sake alone, that it was reckoned to him. But for our sake also, to whom it will be reckoned, who believe on him who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead. Who was delivered up for our trespasses, and was raised for our justification.